It is Monday, July 15th, 2013. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning, and this is Midday Oklahoma. So glad to have you on board with us here today. Ron Hayes joining us here always. And, Ron, really, I guess the big news today, the rain. We got rain over most of Oklahoma today.
Incredible temperatures, Dave, for this time of year, mid-July. You know, we're always very, very close to, if not above, 100 degrees. And, what, 67, 68, 70 degrees. Precipitation, a good amounts of precipitation across, especially about the center one-third of the state, although I think the western parts are going to maybe get a little bit more out of this particular round going on today.
Well, you're going to have a complete weather update coming up in just a moment.
We'll do that.
And I'm also going to have a look at the news. Jim Apel returns, and he's going to have a complete futures update for us as well. All that and more when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 73113, the restrictions apply to P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO for 9768EC.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's REDEDUMP. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call ReadyDump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
It is about 7 minutes past the hour. I'm Dave Lanning as Midday Oklahoma continues now. And time now for a news update. The Farm Bill faces an uncertain path forward in the wake of last week's narrow House passage of a stripped-down bill that jettisoned the nutrition title to win over conservative Republicans. American Farm Bureau Director Dale Moore says the House bill, shorn of its nutrition title and controversial food stamp cuts, faces uncertainty. That is House and Senate Ag leaders explore options to conference vastly different bills.
I would not expect that either side would want to appoint conferees until there was some clear understanding of how they were going to deal with the House bill not having the nutrition title in it.
House Ag Chair Frank Lucas vowed on the floor before Thursday's House vote to craft a separate nutrition bill. The prospects and timing for that are even more uncertain. The logical option is to simply assemble a complete farm bill in conference, since the Senate already passed one.
The absence of the nutrition title is something that they would have to sort out, but certainly they could come up with something in conference, and that's kind of where we are today, American Farm Bureau is. We're looking forward to now the next steps in the process.
And that is Farm Bureau Director Dale Moore. As Major League Baseball goes into the All-Star break, teams have been seeing a decline in another kind of break. The breaking apart of baseball bats. Forest Service researchers have helped cut the number of dangerous broken bat incidents, Gary Crawford reports.
It started to come to a head in the 2008 Major League Baseball season.
Oh, man. And did the bat hit Colvin?
Yeah. A rash of incidents of bats explosively breaking, injuring players, officials, and fans, and so
Major League Baseball actually called into our laboratory and spoke with me to see if we could go through and discover what was involved in breaking so many bats.
David Kretschmann at the Department of Agriculture's Forest Products Lab in Madison, Wisconsin, led a team of experts working on this. What showed up most was that more bats were getting through the manufacturing and inspection process with the grain of the wood not going straight up and down the bat, which makes it weaker. More players were using maple bats also, and it's harder for inspectors to see the grain in those bats. Plus,
a maple bat will separate in a more explosive manner than an ash bat will.
So baseball's put in tighter quality control in bat production, put in several more of David Kretschmann's recommendations. Result, as far as the number of multiple piece bat failures?
From 2008 till now, we've cut it in half.
And they're working to cut it more. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
A scientist with USDA's Agriculture Research Service has discovered a wild strawberry that provides new genetic material for research and could lead to a new class of commercial strawberries. The new species was discovered during several plant collection expeditions in Oregon's Cascade Mountains. According to USDA scientist Kim Hummer, the biggest impact of the new strawberry could come from crossing it with other strawberries that have 10 sets of chromosomes. The crosses could produce hybrids with disease resistance, improved flavor, and other important traits. And we're coming up on 10 past the hour. When we come back, I'll have a look at the futures markets, Ron will have the ag weather, and we'll have more as Midday Oklahoma continues.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel. We're joined this afternoon by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, what's the news in the futures markets at midday?
Well, the futures markets are steady this morning. There's not any real major news driving any of the markets in any direction. This morning, the financial stock market futures are up 53 in the Dow Jones at 15,422. S&P futures are stronger as well, up about 7.25. Really, the news is that Citigroup, they beat market expectations this morning, providing a little bit of positive uplift, but then it's offset by disappointing retail sales. Retail sales in June rose 0.4%. It's about half what analysts were looking for. So that put the September futures here up about 50. We're about 25 points or so off the all-time high and then the high for the September futures contract, which was set back in the middle of May. Now, the dollar index this morning slightly higher here. We're bouncing off the 50-day moving average, which keeps the bull trend kind of intact here for the short term. Long-term interest rates are just slightly lower here midday. Energy futures are steady here. We're down about 15 cents in crude oil. Diesel and heating oil are also just a little bit lower. Atlanta gasoline right now is down about 0.9 at 310.85. Natural gas futures sliding today, down about 6 cents. They're calling for milder temperatures in the Northeast. And so overall there, it doesn't look like there's going to be any big demand here in the foreseeable future. The CFTC Commitment of Traders report on Friday showed that the hedge funds have actually decreased their net long position for natural gas for the sixth week in a row. So that's long-term kind of negative here watching that. Metals today are slightly higher. Gold is up gold's over both up slightly. Gold up about $5 and silver up about 10 cents here at midday. You know, there's a lot of talk that as gold got to about $1,200 an ounce, that was the cost of production. So any time you get there, that's going to be a natural support line there in gold. Grain futures here were mixed. We're down about 5 in corn, up steady to 18 higher in the front month soybeans. Wheat futures are under a little bit of pressure. We have a round of rain coming here through the central part of the U.S., but long-term forecasts for the Midwest where they're growing corn and beans, it looks like it's going to be normal and maybe even increase showers in the longer-term forecast. The three-month forecast that the National Weather Service puts out shows normal temperatures and normal precip.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will be back with a look at all the latest market numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's 12:15 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. We've got a complete look at your futures markets coming up when we come back right after this.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation. GoBobPipe.com or call them 1-877-851-2365.
Checking live cattle futures, August up 77. The August live cattle up 77, 122.62. October up 62, 126.70. August feeder cattle up 237 at 152.50. September up 265 at 155.37. July hogs up 17, 102.27. August up 80 at 95.70. Over on the grains today, Kansas City wheat, September's down 9 1/4, 6.99 1/4. December down 9, 7.15 1/4. September corn is down 9 1/4, 5.36 1/4. December's down 6 3/4, 5.02 1/2. August soybeans up 15 1/2 at 14.44 1/2. The November's down 2 1/4 at 12.55. Over on the cotton futures, October cotton up 17, 85.30. December's down 13, 84.95. And over on the energy futures, August crude oil down 11 at 10 at 105.84. That's an updated look at the futures markets. Ron Hayes has a check on the ag weather next.
Midday Oklahoma continuing remarkable, remarkable weather to talk about. And we're going to talk about on our ag weather segment today, current precipitation totals. Wanted to talk a little bit about our current temperatures across the entire state of Oklahoma. We're talking about right now as we pull it up on the Mesonet. We've got 66 degrees in Kingfisher, 64 in El Reno. We're at 70 degrees in the Enid area, 71 in La Homa, 73 up at Cherokee. Alva's got 71 degrees. It's only 65 degrees out at Watonga. Looks like you get on out, you know, about the coolest spot in the state that I'm finding right now is that 64-degree reading in El Reno. That's kind of a little bit down in the bottom of a hill, and does look like got some moisture right there going right now. 64, 65 degrees where we've got some rainfall still in central Oklahoma even as we speak. Going to talk about some of the rainfall amounts and the forecast for the next few days. Looks like it stays with it. With us really through Tuesday, Wednesday, tomorrow, another day of a pretty good chance of precipitation. By Wednesday, tapering off. By Thursday, more sunshine and getting back closer to where we're just maybe a little bit below normal as far as our temperatures are concerned. We've got a look at those precipitation amounts for the last couple of days right after this.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home. Whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available, dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Rainfall amounts through the middle of this morning. Right now, the Kingfish area, 2.63 inches of rainfall. Guthrie with 2.61 inches, right at 2 inches of rain in the northwest Oklahoma County. An inch and eight-tenths at El Reno, just over 2 inches at Lahoma, an inch and 6-tenths at Breckenridge, inch 3-tenths at Medford, about 2/3 of an inch right now at the Cherokee Maisonette location, an inch of rain right now in Fairview. We've got an inch and a half reported at Lake Carl Blackwell, 2.4 inches over at Spencer. The biggest rainfall totals we've got at this moment seem to be down over the last couple of days, 2.8 inches at this point in Norman. So lots of rainfall across our area, and we're going to continue to see this thing spin for another day or so. Chances of precipitation are really pretty good, it looks like, right on through the middle part of the week, and these rainfall amounts will continue to pile up. It's about the central, almost half of the state now, that has gotten significant rainfall. Our westernmost counties still have gotten only a limited amount, a quarter of an inch, 3-tenths, 4-tenths of an inch, and that's about it on those westernmost Oklahoma counties up against the Texas Panhandle. As far as our forecast is concerned right now, taking a look at the next few days, we are looking at continued thunderstorms today, maybe high 70s as our afternoon highs. We're looking at 65 degrees overnight tonight, 40% chance of showers tonight, 50% chance of rain tomorrow, back up into the mid to upper 80s. Overnight lows by Wednesday morning, 68 degrees, chances of rain continuing and starting to taper off just a little bit by Wednesday, back into the upper 80s. And at this point, talking about Wednesday night, 70 degrees, and by Thursday, some sunshine, 92. Friday, more sunshine, 94 degrees, it looks like, here in north central Oklahoma as we get to the end of the week. But through Wednesday, at least, we're talking about a good bit of cloud cover and very unusual cooler conditions and wetter conditions than we can normally expect for mid-July here in this part of the world. No doubt about that. Of course, a good bit of Texas getting a lot of the same rainfall that we've enjoyed here in the state of Oklahoma. Well, stick around, my friends. Midday Oklahoma continuing in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
It's 1225 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lamming, glad to have you on board with us here today. Our show continues as Ron Hayes steps in with a look at today's Ag Calendar.
Hardy Dave, Midday Oklahoma does continue as we turn our attention to some of the things coming up here in the state of Oklahoma as far as agriculture is concerned. One of the things that's happening about a week from now is the 61st Annual Convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. They're a convention and trade show, be at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Going to talk about that. They've got a special fundraiser, a relief drive that they've got planned for this year's event. Want to give you some details about that and more in just a moment. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go into their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. Latter part of next week, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association have got their annual convention and trade show set for the Reed Center in Midwest City, 25th, 26th, 27th of July. It's their 61st annual meeting, and this year they have elected to host a special tornado relief supply and food drive that'll benefit those affected by the May tornado that hit the Shawnee McLeod area. That area has been overshadowed just a bit by the folks down in Moore, as well as the May 31st tornado that struck the folks in Canadian County. All the items collected are going to be going directly to the Emmanuel Baptist Church in McLeod. They'll have a designated area in the convention center where you can make the donations and drop off items. The Emmanuel Baptist Church in McLeod has been helping the victims in their area since the disaster tornado hit. They are feeding from 200 to 300 people three meals a day still, handing out supplies to continue the work, and have a food pantry where people can purchase items at a much discounted price. Items in need include Gatorade, bottled water, work gloves, gas cans, canned fruits and vegetables, other non-perishable food items, gift cards to Lowe's and Home Depot, Walmart, as well as gasoline cards. They'll also accept fresh fruits and veggies to provide the workers at each meal they serve. Volunteers are always welcome to help with prepping, cooking, and serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They do have a website that you can go to for more details. It's www.ebcmcleod.com for more details. OCA leadership felt that this was a great opportunity to give back a little bit to the community. Obviously, the Moore area has received a great deal of attention, as it very much needed to, but the Shawnee McLeod area has received less attention, and since the convention is located on the east side of Oklahoma City and Midwest City, they felt it was best to help a local community not that far from the Reed Convention Center. Hopefully, a lot of folks will be able to help out, bring some food, bring some donations to this special relief drive. It's being put on by the OCA. If you're making it to this year's OCA convention, be sure and bring a sack full of groceries with you, and you can drop them off there in the convention center.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
A quick reminder about the Winter Canola Conference is coming up this week, Wednesday in Enid, Thursday in Altus. The Enid meeting on July 17th will be at the new Enid Convention Center downtown Enid. We'll have more about the canola crop coming up in a few minutes. Ron Scholler helping us out in our Agricultural Perspective Spotlight, up and coming shortly. That is our Ag Calendar. As Midday Oklahoma continues, I'm Ron Hayes.
Thanks, Ron, for that calendar update. We certainly appreciate it. As we come up on half past the hour, I've got a news update coming up, and that's when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, the Farm Bill has certainly been big news for us here at Radio Oklahoma, and that's for quite some time. But what about the mainstream media? Ron Hayes has more on the story.
You know, Dave, very often the general media simply ignores agriculture, or when they do report agriculture, they do kind of a poor job, to say the least. They have a lot of misinterpretation about what is a very, at times, very technical industry or technical legislation, as the case may be. For example, the farm bill debate of recent days. However, the folks at Associated Press, their writer, Mary Claire Jalinek, actually got it pretty right. In an article over the weekend, she talked about the fact that the angry Democrats took to the House floor this last week to say Republicans would increase hunger in America by stripping food stamps from the Farm Bill. She says, in reality, though, the bill passed by the House last Thursday didn't deal with food stamps at all. And the lack of congressional action on food stamps in that bill could keep the $80 billion a year program untouched by any cuts. Of course, that didn't stop Democrats from stating the legislation takes food nutrition from working families. Nancy Pelosi, one of the worst offenders, as she said, you're taking food out of the mouths of your own poor constituents. Bottom line, not true. AP says so. I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, the city of New York is working to put artisan cheesemaking on the map. This report from Susan Carter.
A collaboration between Cornell University's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and Wegmans Grocery Store can help artisan cheesemakers improve productivity.
Essentially what it means is we have more resources to improve our businesses.
Matt Ranieri works for a small creamery near the Hudson River.
We can work with a retailer directly to identify what they're looking for in terms of new products. We can also work with Cornell University and get the resources that we need to make improvements in our business that will allow us to meet the needs of Wegmans.
As part of the partnership, Wegmans is providing $360,000 to fund a 3-year pilot program at Cornell University. Kathy Gaffney is from Wegmans.
Maybe they need to write a business plan. Maybe they need to figure out a little bit of a different recipe to make a particular cheese. That umbrella of services that Cornell offers is really a big link to the cheesemaker and then as well to us.
The partnership also aims to provide increased economic opportunity for dairy farmers and cheese manufacturers. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
When we come back, Ron Hayes joins us with his Ag Perspectives. This is Midday Oklahoma.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, your restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768 EC.
Well, Dave, as Midday Oklahoma does continue in our spotlight today, Dr. Ron Scholler joining us. Dr. Scholler is formerly with OSU, now the executive director of the Oklahoma Oil Seed Commission, also has a executive hat on that he wears for the Great Plains Canola Association as well. And we talk about this year's canola crop, and well as a quick mention of the up-and-coming winter canola conferences that are happening up-and-coming Wednesday of this week in Enid, Thursday down in Altus. We're back with Dr. Scholler on all of that in just a moment.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance. Protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
We're talking today with Ron Scholler from the Oklahoma Oil Seed Commission. And Ron, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, we're going to get to the Winter Canola Conference. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about the 2012 Winter Canola Crop. I know you're going to kind of review it at this year's Canola Conference in Altus and Enid coming up. What would be your overall assessment of how we came out as we've had the combines rolled and we've got the crop now in the bin?
Ron, the crop, again, proved its incredible resilience, starting last fall when we had so much trouble getting stands because it was so dry. But where we got a break and the farmers got a little moisture and got a stand, we went into the winter not in too bad a shape, mostly. Some fields that came up and had no moisture, we just didn't get a stand. So we lost some acres that way. Then we had the early fall freeze, and then we had the late spring freeze, and so this crop has been battered from stem to stern, and yet it still came through remarkably well where there is a crop. And we're hearing, and I've been in a lot of fields, and my commissioners have been too, obviously, and we've had a lot of reports of 1,800, 2,000 pounds per acre, 2,500. We're not breaking records, but for what it's been through, it's been excellent, actually. And it stood up just as well as the small grains crop did. And that's what growers are going to want to know, is that it did just as well during these terrible conditions as the wheat crop did.
When we think about growing of canola, we've seen a pretty steady increase of acreage from year to year. This year, what, pretty close to what, 200,000 or a little bit more actually harvested?
NASS is reporting 215,000 acres harvested, and of course we're still getting ground truth on this crop. It's only a decade old, and we're still establishing practices that will tell us exactly how much is planted and harvested. And we planted almost a quarter million acres, but as I already said, we lost some of those. But again, 215 harvested, and we don't know the yield yet, except anecdotally what we've seen in the field. But we're putting that together now.
Happy birthday, America. Hi, I'm Al Soker with Old Surety Life Insurance. In April, we celebrated our 81st birthday. And for 81 years, Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs. Old Surety specializes in Medicare supplements, and we know it can be confusing at times. Give Old Surety a call today and ask how you can save money on your Medicare supplement insurance or other insurance needs. When you call Old Surety, a real person answers the phone. No buttons to push. Keep America in your prayers, Christ in your thoughts, and keep believing in God's promise. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you.
Ninth annual Winter Canola Conferences are happening this week, Wednesday in Enid, Thursday in Altus. And Dr. Scholler says one of the featured speakers at both the locations this year comes from USDA's Ag Research Service.
The most exciting things we probably have going for this year's conferences, we have Dr. Gene Snyder, from a USDA meteorologist from El Reno, will be with us, and we've given her plenty of time on the program because we think this topic is so important. And she's going to talk about weather and climate, short-term outlook, long-term outlook, implications.
Dr. Ron Scholler of the Oklahoma Oil Seed Commission, Midday Oklahoma continuing with markets in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA? Grow like that.
If you want a complete tractor package, there's only one place to get it, P&K Equipment. Right now, get a John Deere 3032E tractor package for just $20,499. It comes fully loaded with a 3E series tractor, loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and an 18-foot trailer so you can take on any task. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. All attachments and implements included are John Deere or Frontier brand, and see P&K Equipment for details.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Time for us to check your agricultural markets. Here we are, tail end of the week, and for the most part, a down day on soybean futures. They've been hit pretty hard today, 25, 26 cents a bushel to the downside. We're down 10 to 14 cents on corn contracts, up fractions by a penny or so on the Kansas City hard red winter wheat futures, at least for the fall months, September and then down into December. Cattle futures today mostly lower. We've got the cash cattle trade to talk about, wholesale trade, feeder cattle markets, all in just a moment.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
In feedlot country, nothing doing as of yet this week in our southern plains. Sold cattle tail end of last week at $1.19. Wholesale box beef trades lower today. Choice beef off 86 cents, 191.86. Select beef, 184.02, down 69 cents, 784. The choice select spread, 112 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 1,045 head at the Benton Livestock Market out of Asylum Springs on the Oklahoma-Arkansas state line. Cows and bulls, $1 to $2 lower. Feeder feeder cattle. The calves and steer calves and heifer calves steadied $8 higher, mostly $3 to $6 up. Looks like I had some 4 to 5 weight steer calves, $156 to $1.74. 5 to 600 pounders, $146 to $1.65. 4,085 head at the Apache, Oklahoma livestock market. Compared to a couple of weeks ago, feeder steers and heifers $2 to $5 higher. Steer calves, a higher undertone noted on a limited number. Heifer calves, $3 to $5 higher. Good demand on the feeders and the calves in yesterday's trade at Apache. The 4 to 5 weight calves looks like $1.58 to $1.75 the range. The 5 to 6 weight cattle from $1.54.50 to $1.68.50. 6 to 7 weights, $1.43 to $1.53. Some 7 to 8 weights, $1.36 to $1.47 and a quarter. 8 to 900 pounders, $1.29 to $1.45.50 yesterday at Apache. The folks at Pratt, 2,711 head, compared to the limited receipts of the last sale in the end of June. Feeder steers, 950 pounds and under, $5 to $800 higher. Heavier weights, $3 to $5 higher. Looks like the feeder heifers, $5 to $8 higher. On the steers, 7 to 8 weights, $145 to $150. 8 to 9 weights, $1.40 to $1.45.75. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle futures are off 65 cents today at 121.27. October live cattle, 125.62, down 80 cents. August feeder cattle, down 27, 149.85. And September, off 12 cents at 152.42. Our grain or oilseeder cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
Save wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Let's begin on the Kansas City Board of Trade, where the July contract's up 14 and 3/4 cents, 726 and a quarter. September up a penny and a half at 710. December KC wheat, 727 and a half silver flying, up a penny and a quarter. The September Chicago soft wheat, 683 and a quarter, up a quarter of a cent. December, 695 and a half, down a penny. September corn futures are at 549, up rather down by 11 and 3/4 cents. We've got December corn off 15 cents a bushel now at 512. Soybeans, September down 27, 1305 and a half. And that November soybean contract higher, or rather lower today, 1263 and a quarter. November soybeans down 27 and a quarter cents, 1263 and a half. October cotton futures are up 2 points, 85.20 cents a pound. December cotton up 16 points now at 84.90 cents per pound. Crude oil, after dropping yesterday, up today by 68 cents a barrel at 105.58. Natural gas up 4 cents now at 365 per million BTU. That is the way the markets are shaping up for you. Have yourself a great day, great weekend as well, my friends. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour on this Monday, and Midday Oklahoma continues now. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your day is going great so far. So glad to have you on board with us here today. Well, as Midday Oklahoma continues, Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, as we continue in Midday Oklahoma, Sandy Johnson joins us today talking about strategic culling of our mama cow herds. Back on that in just a moment.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Over the last couple of years, we've had some hard choices to make regarding the culling of our beef cow herds. If you've still got some more culling you need to do to line up your resources on your ranch with the size of your mama cow herd, or maybe you simply want to try to improve the genetics of your mama cow herd, Sandy Johnson suggests you think about something she calls strategically culling those mama cow herds. She says that if you cull some pregnant cows, for example, as well as some of the open ones, you could actually reshape the herd that you've got for the future.
Having to sell some of those pregnant cows, we can really have some tools now. We can look at those cows more closely and determine when they're pregnant. We can determine if they're going to have a female or a male calf and use those things to help us make decisions on who to keep. And for example, if we have to sell some pregnant females and we can do some fetal sexing, we could decide to keep either gender for whatever reason you might have. Maybe you want to keep replacement females to build your herd back up, so keep those cows that you expect to have heifer calves. Use that to get you a step closer to where you want to be.
This fetal gender and stage of development information can only be obtained through the use of an ultrasound evaluation, typically relying on the skills of your veterinarian.
This does require ultrasound to do fetal sexing. The other thing we have to add is there is a window of opportunity to do that. First thing, we have to wait until the fetus has developed enough so we can observe those structures to determine gender. And then secondly, there reaches a point where physically we can't reach that fetus and see what we need to see. So the ideal time would be from 60 to about 85 days of gestation. And again, it gives you more information to use deciding who's going to stay in your herd and help you rebuild it when the conditions allow you to do so.
And Johnson says knowing how far along a cow is in her gestation allows the producer to stage the herd pregnancies through strategic culling.
One of the biggest things the producer can do that will help them in a number of ways, from increasing their weaning weights to improving the reproduction in the cow herd, is to have a shortened breeding and calving season. By knowing when those cows are pregnant, you can keep that short calving season, have an appropriately length breeding season the next year. Once you get down that road, you really see how it helps you.
Sandy Johnson with us today talking about strategic culling of your mama cow herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
That's today's Beef Buzz. A few final thoughts on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, family and consumer science educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
At 3 minutes before the hour, Ron Hayes returns with a final word.
Alrighty, Dave, we are in our soapbox here as we get to the end of our Monday program. And interesting, kind of a left-handed victory for agriculture as a result of the lawsuit filed by American Farm Bureau and the National Pork Producers Council and their request for an emergency injunction. Recent efforts by the Environmental Protection Agency to release personal and private information about livestock and poultry farmers sought by environmental groups have been halted. The suit was filed back on the 5th of July as the EPA was preparing to respond to Freedom of Information Act requests with the data of the producers. This last week, EPA informed the court it would deny the most recent request for information and all future requests until the conclusion of the litigation. The lawsuit, which Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman said is about the government's unjustified intrusion into the private lives of citizens, remains in the federal court. And EPA has until the 3rd of September to actually to respond to the lawsuit itself. But at least EPA is not going to be going forward thumbing their nose at the lawsuit and at the court by giving out this information and trying to retract it later if the court so rules. And for now, anyway, that information, including some information coming from some Oklahoma producers, will not be given out to those environmental wackos. One thing that we're going to be following today as we check our agricultural news will be a news teleconference with the chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow. Ms. Stabenow going to be talking with reporters a little bit later on this afternoon, and we'll be getting her take a little bit more directly as to how we move forward with a possible conference between she and the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas. Well, that is all of our time today here on Midday Oklahoma. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it so much. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Ron. We appreciate that. And that will do it for our Monday edition of Midday Oklahoma. So glad that you were with us here today and look forward to you joining us again tomorrow. For Ron Hayes and Jim Appel, I'm Dave Lanning. We're back tomorrow at 12:05. You've been listening to Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.